Welcome to Hustle and Faith. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Hey guys, in today's Healthy Wisdom Wednesday segment, I wanted to discuss the ability to continue learning. And I literally just finished reading, doing some Bible study, and I was just thinking to myself how many of us spend our lives going day to day. We get up, we go to work, we come home, eat dinner, go to sleep, and we do it all over again. And so many of us continue down this path without ever considering what it is that we're down here for in the first place. And so one of the ways that you can really figure out what it is that you're down here for, guys, is to obviously, number one is going to be to get in touch with God's word. But number two, you need to put forth some effort in learning new skills. And I cannot stress this enough, guys. The new year is right around the corner. We have kind of a lull depending upon what type of work that you do for the holidays. Typically, you know, things start to slow down about now, especially in the U.S. because the holidays are just around the corner. And take this time to figure out what it is that you really think that you want to do in the new year. Don't go another year in the same mundane job, doing the same mundane things. And again, please note that I am not saying that your destiny has to be tied to your job position, because that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that if you're doing something that you don't enjoy, life is too short to not have something else to supplement the fact that you're doing a job that you don't enjoy. There are too many things that we can do on our downtime that can also bring us joy and fulfillment. But you have to stop being complacent and find it. And I've got my hand held high as well, guys, because I was in that boat myself. I literally had gotten into the routine of just working, 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 working. And that was one of the main reasons why I kind of made that episode last week, why I will not work on my vacation, which is sadly but surely winding down to a close. I have to go back to work next week. But I just wanted to tell you guys that make time to learn something new. And so in order to do my part to help motivate you guys, I created something that's called a SMART Goals Planner. And so if you go to the Hustle and Faith website, you can download this planner for free. It's going to show you how to create SMART goals. And then I also have something that's called Grateful Notes, because the new year again is upon us. I always take every day, guys, I take a moment every day to write down three things that went well, okay? I don't care how bad your day is going, you can find at least three things that went well. You got up this morning, right? You were able to have your health. You were able to go to work. You were able to, you know, even your sight. You were able to see the beauty of what God has created. So many things. I don't care how bad a day you're having. You can at least write down three things. And the more that you share how grateful you are with the gifts that God's given you, He's going to put you in a place to learn even more so all the other things that He has in store for you. I always picture a warehouse with my name on it, with all these blessings just sitting there. And to be quite honest with you, the only way you're going to be able to start accessing those blessings is by putting Him first and making sure that you are putting forth the effort to, again, put Him first, but making the effort to actually see what those blessings are. He's not going to just give us stuff. That's how people become spoiled, okay? What you need to do is put forth the effort. Let's say He's got something in that warehouse regarding, I don't know, maybe you love to, I don't know, maybe you love doing, you know, you're really involved with podcasting. You've always thought it's something interesting that you'd love to learn. Well, what steps have you, you know, and you think that that might be something that you'd want to do in the future. You'll never know if you don't put forth the effort to gain skills that podcasters do, you know, put forth the effort to create an outline or speak from the heart or get better at, you know, speaking from the heart, get better at learning the tools that you need in order to create a podcast. You know, we've got to put some effort too. We're always praying, God, please do this and that. But what are we doing? What effort are we putting forth to learn more about Him and to learn more about what we're capable of doing ourselves? So again, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. Download the SMART Goals Planner. Again, it's completely free. Take a moment to really figure out what it is that you want to do. And there's instructions that will teach you how to go about doing that. And then I've also included the Grateful Notes. And so guys, I wanted to also take a moment to kind of give you an idea of what I'm thinking about. And this is what I'm literally working on for the new year. So how I want to structure the Hustle and Faith podcast, Mondays are going to be what I refer to as kind of like motivation Mondays. You know, we need to get our spirituality on in order to really have the mindset to tackle the workplace and any other issues that may arise that week. Then on Wednesdays, I want to do a Healthy Wisdom Wednesday segment. Thursdays, and I'm introducing this is something kind of new, Random Thoughts Thursdays are going to be a segment that literally, as the title indicates, random thoughts. So just different things that I see happening around the world. Some may be heavier, some topics may be heavier than others. And then Fitness Fridays. So a lot of you know that I recently got my Zumba certification. I love to exercise. So just talking about different things regarding health and nutrition and all that good stuff. So the last three segments, Healthy Wisdom Wednesday, Random Thoughts Thursday, and Fitness Fridays, are topics that, segments, I should say, are segments that I plan on doing. I'm not quite sure with the frequency yet because, again, I work full time. I've got two different podcasts and I got a lot going on. So I don't know how frequent those segments will be, but I just wanted to let you know ahead of time what my intentions and goals are in terms of the podcast. So again, thank you so much for your willingness to support me. I truly do appreciate it, guys. I do not take any of my listeners for granted. So again, guys, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you will take a moment to connect with me on Facebook and Pinterest. If you've enjoyed listening to the content as much as I've enjoyed creating the Hustle and Faith podcast, please consider becoming a supporter by donating any amount that you feel compelled to give to help offset the cost of producing this show. Don't forget to share this message. And remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you may inspire. See you in the next podcast.